We're going to link up now with Siobhan Carney. And Siobhan Carney is the president of the County Mayo Foundation. And she also has another job, which I think we should mention it, considering that she's a native of Kelchimah in my home county. Siobhan Carney is the policy director at the City University of New York Institute for State and Local Governance. Siobhan, first of all, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Okay. Now, there are those who say that your main job is, you know, that as president of the Mayo Foundation, and that, you know, that other job of yours as policy director at City University of New York, you know, that you're able to fit that in as well. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the City of New York University, the Institute for State and Local Governance? That is one walloper of a job. What do you do down there?
So I work with government agencies, primarily here in the city, in New York, and I help them with policymaking strategies, in particular law enforcement. So I work very closely with the Manhattan District Attorney and also with the Police Commissioner O'Neill.
Well, congratulations on that one. And all kidding aside, that is it's a great job. And again, as a niece of Kelchimah, when you're writing home, that's an impressive letterhead. Siobhan, at the beginning of the program, I wanted to clear the deck with respect to the Mayo Foundation. Believe me, it is a tremendous organization, which we're going to chat about, but there, so as not to ruffle feathers in an already tense community trying to get tickets for the game next Sunday in Gaelic Park, the County Mayo Foundation is definitely going to celebrate the weekend festivities. However, you are not the prime sponsor of Mayo is not even claiming directly or indirectly that you're the prime sponsors of the Mayo game, the Mayo versus New York game next Sunday in Gaelic Park.
That's true, Adrian. Although I have been asked a few times this week for tickets, it's separate. The foundation is separate from the county board and from the match. But of course, we'll all be going. We all hope to be going at least next Sunday.
Mm. All right. Well, that's a good way actually to determine for once and for all who your closest friends are. If somebody has a ticket for next Sunday's match and willing to give it up, you'll owe them for the rest of your life and then some. It's great. It is fantastic, and we know that it's going to be a fabulous game. But yes, it can be said that tickets to the game next Sunday are so, anybody who has one, it's like a lottery ticket. They're keeping it in a safe place.
That's true.
It's true. But anyway, let's talk about something you are involved in, and that's on next Saturday at Battery City Park, Irish Hunger Memorial. You're indeed having a gathering, and it's a freebie. But this is something that is very special and will be. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. And first, I can say that I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. So next Saturday, May 4th, is a celebration of Mayo Day, and Mayo Day is now in its fifth year. What is Mayo Day? Mayo Day is a celebration of the spirit and the communities of County Mayo. And of course, as you know, Adrian, very well, we have a pretty large community of Mayo people living here in the city. So our event is to bring all of those Mayo people together and to celebrate who we are and where we're from. As you know, you've mentioned earlier, we're going to have a lot of people traveling from home over to see the match the following day. And I can see through all of the RSVPs that have come in so far from this event that there's going to be a few hundred people celebrating and joining us down at the Irish Hunger Memorial. So the event starts at noon next Saturday, and it will run until 1:30. This is our second year doing this event, but this year will be larger for sure. And there's a few, we're rolling out a different program this year, which I can tell you about if you're interested.
Very interested.
Okay. So, I mean, first, the significance of the place is really incredible. We're all going to be gathered at the Irish Hunger Memorial. And if anyone hasn't been there yet, it's really worth a visit. It really reminds us of the generations of people from County Mayo who have made their second home here in the United States. So the place itself is significant. So we're going to start the program with the Irish National Anthem first, and we're going to have two lovely girls sing that for us, along with the music, which will be provided by the Castlebar County Band, or Town Band. That's a 32-piece band traveling over from Castlebar for this event and for the match the following day. So the two ladies are Marina and Trina McEntee. I'm not sure if you know them, George Gibbons' granddaughters.
They're extremely popular and great.
It's lovely, and lovely to have the younger generation there singing the national anthem for us. That will be followed then by the American national anthem, and we're going to have a soprano, Annalisa Chamberlain, sing that for us. The program itself is very short, Adrian, but it's very varied, which is lovely. So we're going to have this year our inaugural honoree, who you know very well, Brian O'Dwyer. We're going to present him with an award, and the award will be the New York City Mayo Day Award. Mm. And as I mentioned, first time us presenting an award like this to a man, I mean, again, as you know, has been a long and very strong advocate for the Irish communities over the years, and in particular for immigrants' rights. So we're delighted and we're really thrilled to have Brian there and to be able to honour him on that day. He'll be followed then by a couple of local artists. I'm sure you know Maura Mulligan, originally from Ahamore.
Absolutely.
She'll read a piece. She'll read a piece from her novel Call of the Lark. We'll also have John Munnelly, who is a local artist, born in County Cavan, parents from Mayo, and lives over here. He will sing one or two songs for us. We'll have Councillor Michael Holmes also present a little piece to Brian O'Dwyer. He's again travelling over from County Mayo. And we'll have Martina Hughes, who is the head of communications for Mayo County Council. She'll tell us a little about Mayo Day, again, its significance, and she'll tell us about all the events that are happening in County Mayo next Saturday, and also the events around the world, because I believe that there will be communities celebrating this in other places as well. So then at the conclusion of the event, we'll do exactly what we did last year, which is lay a wreath at the Mayo Stone in the Irish Hunger Memorial. And again, that's significant for so many reasons.
You don't have to be from Matty Mass, you know, to...
yes. Okay. You don't, yes.
I was hoping that you would slip that in on your own, but God knows, you know, it's all right. You can customize, you're up the road, so we'll be all right for that.
I am, exactly. But I'll say all that in my introductory remarks. Don't worry, Adrian.
Fantastic.
You know.
And you might remind my cousin, Brian O'Dwyer, Grand Marshal, not to drag it out, you know.
I will.
Yeah, put him on last in case anybody has to leave. Anyway, go on.
Well, I mean, I forgot to say that we will be joined by the Mayo senior football team. And I hope, someone from the team will say some opening remarks as well for us on the day. They're going to arrive a little early, which is good. And I suspect there will be a lot of, you know, interest and excitement to have them there. We'll also have our colleagues from the Mayo Association. at the event. And indeed, you know, at this point, Adrian, with over 400 RSVPs, we're going to have a lot of people. It's going to be a really interesting day. And we can hold others. I mean, we can accept more RSVPs during the week because this is it's outdoors, right? So we're not limited by space, which is a great thing. So really just encourage everyone to come along, wear your Mayo jerseys and come out on the day. You'll really enjoy it.
Fantastic. Now, the Mayo Foundation, let's talk about what you do. And by the way, your PR person in he's actually from Sligo, Mike Hannon. I've tried to block his email so many times because he's on every day of the week, and it doesn't work. Hannon, Mike Hannon will get through with the word of the Mayo Foundation, you know. He seems to have figured out something, but all kidding aside, he's a terrific guy who, if anybody hasn't heard or read about the Mayo Society, you're lucky because if Mike Hannon gets a hold of your email, you'd be bombarded. But anyway, tell us about the foundation, the foundation of the Mayo.
Sure.
County Mayo Foundation. When and why did the organization get off the ground, started?
Sure. So we were established in 2016, and the mission is very clear, Adrian. We're trying to connect all of the Mayo diaspora living in this country, and we don't know how many of those are out there. There's an estimated 2.5 million. We're trying to connect those people with the nonprofit sector back in Mayo. Mayo is a very progressive, can-do county, and we have really developed in great strides over the last few decades in particular. But there do exist some big gaps, as you know, and the nonprofit sector is meeting those gaps. So with extra support and resources from our end, we could do a lot better. So really what the ask is to encourage people to come to our website, countymayofoundation.org, and there you'll see, I think we have about 24 organizations that are on our website making an appeal for donations. If ever anyone has any questions about the foundation or any of these projects, you can always get in touch with me, and my contact information is also on the website. But very simply, it's, you know, we know that people from County Mayo are very charitable. You and your cousin, Brian O'Dwyer, have been charitable for many decades over here in the city, supporting people here. And what we're looking for is to really create a formal structure where we can send donations home and we can, you know, learn about how our donations are making a difference. I was reading on the Connacht Telegraph last week that one of our projects, Mayo Rape Crisis Centre in Castlebar, if you call Mayo Rape Crisis Centre today, there's a 6-month waiting list for services there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to meet those gaps.
I think, though, what is very significant, and fair play to the County Mayo Foundation, there are a lot of, small charitable groups, relatively small charitable groups in every county in Ireland, and somehow many of them receive support, grants, from the Irish government, from the county organizations, from one or the other. But there are, when you, again, by your own reckoning, have more than 300 in the County of Mayo, 300, organizations that help the community, that indeed, can... Sometimes they're overlooked. Most times they're overlooked. And those small little groups are actually, they need money, they need support, whether that's at a parochial level or, broader at a county level or obviously beyond. But you have sorted out and you have sussed out 300-plus little organizations, all doing a hell of a job, and the County Mayo Foundation actually is helping that. They are encouraging these community groups to apply for money from grants. And that's where the contributions to the County Mayo Foundation, that is where they're going. So some of us may not even, or most of us may not even know that they exist, but they are part of the fabric, again, of County Mayo.
That's exactly it. And that's how I, you know, that's the message I give to people when they ask about why they should give to small nonprofits back home. It's a way to stay connected to home, or for those who've never been to County Mayo or who are from County Mayo originally, you know, those folks could reconnect to their nonprofits by staying connected with them and making donations. You know that, I mean, you've said it yourself that small nonprofits are the backbone of every small town in Mayo, and there's constant, you know, energy and drive around fundraising for them, but they still need more, and we can still do better, and we can have a much greater impact if we really reach out to the diaspora living over here and collectively donate and support the nonprofits back home.
Yeah, now we can also designate a contribution to the County Mayo Foundation. We can bring attention to and actually designate a portion of our tax exempt contribution to maybe some of the organizations where we have you know, connection with home, or for those who throughout the United States, not only can you support your ancestral home county, but you could actually get into the parish and get into areas maybe that you know, that are identified with your ancestry. It's that is true, right?
That is true. Yes, we are a formal 501c3 organization registered here in New York State. So we are, you know, we can accept charitable contributions, and we're fully tax compliant. So, you know, that structure has taken a while to set up. As you know, it mm-hmm. involves many legal processes and so on.
Yep.
But we're fully operational now. We're fully are up and running and accepting donations. We have a board of directors, you know, a collection of people from Mayo, or their parents were from Mayo, living here in the city, mm-hmm. New Jersey, or in Connecticut and Philadelphia. So we'll also be looking to build that board over time. But yes, we are a 501c3 and we're fully operational.
Now, the organization, just if you would run through perhaps some of the organizations. I know you've mentioned, you know, a couple of them already, but it's not restricted to one category. Rattle off a couple of, you know, of where your money is going and where it's supporting, from youth to elderly to just tell us.
Sure. So we have a number of priority areas. One is public health, the other is education. Social enterprise is important as well, as is arts, recreation, and culture. Being from County Mayo, you know that's important mm-hmm. to support. I mentioned one in the health sector a while back, and that was Mayo Rape Crisis Center, but there are others as well, such as Western Alzheimer's. I'm sure your guests are familiar with that. And what they're trying to achieve is to build new capacity, new bed space for patients. And this is important for a whole variety of reasons, not only because there's demand for it, but because, you know, oftentimes patients end up in Castlebar Hospital, and they would be better served, I guess, at Western Alzheimer's. So the ability to expand their space to meet demand is really important to them. We also have CREE. CREE is the Irish Heart right. Foundation, and they are based in Galway, serving County Mayo as well. And the idea there is to have, because we don't have a location in County Mayo, to mm-hmm. have a visiting nurse, a nurse who will go out to the communities and help spread awareness about how you prevent heart disease and stroke, which is important, as you know, because our rates of heart disease and stroke are pretty high in County Mayo. We have another really lovely project that's supporting kids with autism who are nonverbal. And this is an interesting one for a whole host of reasons. One, that there's huge demand, and it's not just demand in County Mayo, but you have parents and children traveling from other counties looking to receive supports from them. Now, their method is called Rapid Prompting Method, which RPM, and the trainers have been trained out here. And it's a training that helps nonverbal kids eventually communicate, and it has shown great success. So that's another very, you know, clear example of a great project that just needs extra support to train more people so that they can meet the real demand that's out there. On the, you know, the recreation end and sports end, we have two GAA clubs in there. One is Kilchimal GAA and the other is Castlebar Mitchells, hoping to expand their facilities as well. And the way that I, you know, message that, Adrian, is, this isn't just about, you know, developing better pitches for playing football, and that's important, obviously, but it's about supporting our young people, keeping them healthy, keeping them physically healthy and mentally healthy, and having a mentor in their lives in the form of, you know, their GAA coaches. That's important across every small town in County Mayo and indeed across the country for young people to be just healthy, successful, and so on. So those projects are there. Then we have, you know, just a shout out to my local town, Kilchimal Amenity Park. They're trying to, they will eventually put together an amenity park, which is a multi-purpose park for the community. And this is an example of a real participatory effort. So they have gone out and solicited ideas for this amenity park from everyone in the town. So it's a real collaborative effort, and it's going to be a wonderful resource and amenity for everyone living in Kilchimal or anyone visiting, in fact. So there are examples like that. If you go on the website and you go to our projects, you'll see a vast array of projects across all of the different priority areas. And there'll be some that you might know that are not on the website, and you should get in touch with us to tell us who they are. Because as you mentioned earlier, there are over 300, so there's quite a number. We have about 23 now that we've put through our process in a way to pilot our application process and so on. And we're there now. So you'll see a great array that I'm sure will interest you or your audience.
Your website, for those who would like to learn much more than we're able to cover here this morning about the Mayo Foundation, what's the best place?
It's countymayofoundation.org.
That's .org, countymayofoundation.org. Well, you're doing a great job, and I know that I, for one, would love to be down with you next Sunday at the Irish Hunger Memorial at Battery Park City, but I have a job on Saturday mornings here that needs a bit of attention. And I did. I specifically asked Anya Sheridan, you know, the boss lady around here, I said, listen, is there ever a chance? And before I got any further, she said no. So they're like that, you know, Longford people, they cut you off in a second. But listen, Siobhan, you don't have to be from Mayo, obviously, to attend your events next Saturday. Now, you have mentioned responses. What about people who haven't responded or who are only learning about this event now?
Yes, just please come along.
Is there a capacity issue down there?
No, there isn't. I've checked that in securing the permit and all of that.
Yeah.
So, no, so they should just come along. We'd like to encourage RSVPs, obviously, just to know who's going to be there and so on. But please just show up on the day. We're not going to be checking for tickets. It's a free event, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And good luck to you. Now, you are president, but I would like to mention that, you know, as vice president, you have John Roach, you know, and your treasurer, you know, Dwayne is it Duane?
Duane McNicholas.
McNicholas, okay. And your secretary is John O'Malley, right?
Yes, John O'Malley, and he'll be there. They'll all be there next Saturday.
Mm. And you have James O'Hora.
James O'Hora, and then Geraldine Sweeney, originally from Ballyvarry.
The whole job lot. Okay. Now, yes. If we left anybody out, I want you at least to share the responsibility because, you know, you can blame me, I can blame you, but all in all, they're the great group of supporters, and you, as president, we congratulate, and thanks for the invite for next Saturday again. It's next Saturday at the Irish Hunger Memorial. It's at DC Street and North End Avenue, and if you haven't visited the Irish Hunger Memorial to date, this is great. You get two for the price of one.
Exactly.
Simply. And it's free. Okay, now, just again, tell us about the band from Castlebar.
Yes, it's a 32-piece band coming from Castlebar. I'm hearing that they've been practicing the American National Anthem for us. They will play the opening for the program, and they'll also close it out.
Mm. Okay, now, as I was preparing, and many would say I don't prepare or anything, but I did have a song up there which was last played, according to our archives here, the last time you were on, and that is The Winding Road to Kalshima. But with your permission, before we play that song, and I promise you we will, but if that band is practicing night and day from Castlebar, maybe we'll take me back to Castlebar, if that's all right with you. And if it isn't, tell me straight out. Okay, very good. Siobhan, your website again, please.
countymayofoundation.org.
That's dead easy. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Okay.
Thank you, Adrian.
Okay.
Take care.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And, okay, so let's just play Take Me Back to Castlebar. And then, you know what's coming up after that, right? Why did Lord Fisherman finally show live from New York?
Okay. I'm waiting for John Markey's band to take me to the site.